Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It is my great honor and pleasure to introduce Korean Public Health Association to you today. KPHA was founded in 1957 to promoting health level of the public through the various activities, including control of communicable diseases and intervening of alcohol and tobacco use, and also health education. And in 1975, the organization has took off the level. And through the General Assembly on re-establishing the KPHA and approved as a legal organization by Ministry of Health and Social Affairs, and first publicating the Korean Public Health Association Journal, and hold the first Grand Public Health Academic Congress. And after that, in 1978, the KPHA began to accept the membership of the academic societies in the public health field, and in 1978, joined the WFPHA as the 29th member country and elected as a permanent member of WFPHA in 1989. And since 1998, the KPHA designated as recipient organization of health promotion fund from the Ministry of Health and Welfare. In 2006, hosted the first international alcohol conference sponsored by US CDC. In 2007, established alcohol surveillance system and launched a project to support student action group for alcohol harm-free university campus. And also established the Blue Board Forum, consisting of 20 member organizations who are working as the anti-alcohol campaign activity. And since 2012, KPHA participated in a project on health development for developing countries in Asian Pacific region, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as an ODA program. Since 2013, KPHA participated in National Competency Standards Development Project. And last year, April, we hosted the 5th Asian Pacific Regional Conference on Public Health in Seoul. And this year, June, we made MOU with Korean Health Promotion Foundation. This is the 5th APRCPH in Seoul. We have an organizational structure like this, and president, vice president, and board of directors, advisory committee, and regional branch offices, and Citizens Alliance for Moderate Drinking, and we have Institute of Continuing Education. And this year, I expand the vice president from 3 to 8. I added 5 vice presidents representing 5 associations, regional offices, member academic societies, School of Public Health and College of Health Sciences and Department of Health Sciences. We have 14 branch offices and 2 sub-branch offices all over the country. And until the end of last year, we have 16 member academic societies, including Korean Society of Epidemiology, Health Information and Health Statistics, Environmental Health, Sociology, Economics and Policy, Alcohol Science, Health Industry Management, Food Service Sanitation, Food Hygiene and Safety, Public Health Nursing, Health Education and Promotion, and School and Community Health Education, Radiological Science, Preventive Veterinary Medicine, Zoonosis, Health and Lactic Acid Bacteria. This year, I added 7 more academic societies, including Health Technology Assessment, Patient Safety, Pharmacoepidemiology and Risk Management, Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, Clinical Preventive Dentistry, Oriental Preventive Medicine, and Global Health. Recently, Korea faces two key challenges. One is the how to keep sustainable economic growth in the face of rapid population aging. The other is to improve social cohesion by reducing inequality and relative poverty. Korea is one of the most rapid population aging in the Asian country in the OECD area. And the inequality is increasing very rapidly. This slide figure shows the Gini coefficient and relative poverty rate increasing. And global burden of disease has also changing very rapidly. In terms of the number of years of life lost due to premature death in South Korea, cerebrovascular disease, self-harm, liver cancer, and ischemic heart disease were the highest ranking causes in 2010. Of the 25 most important causes of disease burden, as measured by disability-adjusted life years, road injury showed the largest decrease, falling by 50% from 1990 to 2010. The leading risk factor in South Korea is dietary risk. This slide shows the leading causes of death and percent change from 1990 to 2010. The majority of the increasing risk is the non-communicable diseases, including injuries and self-harm. This slide shows the years of life lost. Also, the self-harm is the one of the most important health problem in Korea, including other cancers and COPD and diabetes and heart disease. This figure shows the changing during the 20 years, the decreasing road injury but increasing self-harm very rapidly. This is the cause of DALIs and percent change during the 20 years, also non-communicable disease and self-harm. So we need new mission and vision and core values. The new mission is to create social and physical environments that promote better health for all. And new vision is to lead healthy lives for 100 years by the year 2030. The core values include dedication to society, communication, advocacy, evidence-based practice, and leadership. We also develop new strategic plan. We have four objectives. One is to apply health in all policy to Korea. And second is to create more healthy environment. And third is to build infrastructure for better training the healthcare professionals. And fourth is to develop evidence-based health information and share it with the public. To achieve the first objectives, we are going to establish evidence-based public health policy. We are supporting our government to make this and to develop appropriate public health crisis preparedness and to enhance health equity. To achieve second objective, to create more healthy environment, I made 10 key areas of public health practices. The first one is alcohol activity to reduce alcohol harm in our society, to monitor alcohol promotion activities and its advertisement by alcohol company, and develop the strategy for reduction of harmful use of alcohol, especially among young people. The second is anti-smoking activity, to raise public awareness about the risk of secondhand smoke exposure and promote a culture for expansion of smoke-free public places. And third is anti-obesity activity to increase understanding and use of nutritional facts label among the public and afford sufficient time in the schedule for students for physical exercise. The fourth is oral health to develop the guideline in dental care through life cycle and supply the dental care service for socially disadvantaged groups. And fifth is mental health activity to monitor suicide reports from mass media and promote correct understanding of mental illnesses. Sixth is the environmental health to ensure the health and safety of workers and the general population by harmful effect of toxic substances. And seventh is geriatric health activity to promote the health level of elderly people. And eighth is the safe society activity to advance patient safety and healthcare workforce and establish effective systems to prevent harm. The ninth is the health education activity to develop and operate health education program for the general public and customized education for health and medical professionals. And lastly, is the international health activity to cooperate with WHO, APHA, WFPHA, and other international health organizations, and build a master plan for health system for a future unified Korea. To achieve third objective of build infrastructure for better training the healthcare professionals, we are going to operate lifelong health education center and establish healthcare professionals information network and hold career fairs in health and medical fields and participate in national competency standards development project more actively and continue public health forum and provide award health grand prize and commemorative project. And to achieve the fourth objective of developing evidence-based health information and share it with the public, we are going to produce medical databases and operate health monitoring centers and publish and disseminate health information to the 300 or more organizations and hold grand public health academic congress annually hosted by our 23 academic member societies and publish academic journals and technical books. We publish a 4 times annually Korean Public Health Research Journal, and we published Health History of Public Health Development in Korea at the end of last year. In summary, Korean society has been changed very rapidly due to rapid economic development recently. The main source of disease burden has also changed from communicable diseases to non-communicable diseases. However, the role of public health and disease prevention has not been recognized well in Korean society, especially among health policymakers. And KPHA has still limited impact on health policymaking process in Korea, unfortunately. And KPHA has tried to reduce the harm from alcohol drinking for more than 10 years, which has been evaluated as a successful project. Based on this experience, new executive committee members of KPHA are reconstructing the organization to become more efficient and effective structure for conducting new key projects for further improving public health in Korea. And KPHA will continue to persuade health policymakers as well as the public the importance of comprehensive public health approach for better and equitable health in Korea. Thank you very much for your attention.